everybody. Welcome to the Mills Lane Show with Wesley Mills. I am your host, Wesley Mills. How is everybody doing? How's everybody feeling? It's my birthday. Yay! It's my birthday. You know what? I don't know how to feel today. I don't know how to feel. I feel nothing. I appreciate the love. I've been getting some birthday texts and calls and posts on Facebook, and I've been responding to the texts and stuff and the calls. I've been answering the phone. I just haven't gotten to the Facebook yet. I'll get to the Facebook. I feel like, you know, you get a bunch of Facebook happy birthdays. You don't want to be responding. You know, I don't want to respond to each one right away, you know? I need you guys to think I'm out there being busy, you know, on a personal thing. Like, I mean, you know, you send me an email, some shit, I'm gonna hit you back. But a phone call, answer the phone. But for those guys on Facebook, I'll get you in a couple of days. Because I want you guys to think I've been partying it up. And I'm drunk and I just, you know, I'm so busy. I can't even respond to each and every Facebook post that says happy birthday to me. But thank you guys. I'll get to you, right? Because right now I'm just fronting like I've got so much to do. I have so much to do that I got so much to do that I'm recording a podcast on my birthday. And you know what's wrong with that, right? I get to spend this beautiful, beautiful, monumental moment with you. I'm home alone, just me and a dog, Pulse. Callie's in school, Aaliyah's at work, right? You would think Callie would play, act like she's sick. You would think Aaliyah would call out, but no. Then she would take the day from me. No, I'm home by myself. You know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being home by myself. I'll see them later, right? But believe it or not, I'm not a big birthday guy. It's not about me, guys. It's about you, the people. This is who I do it for. Do what? I don't know. What are you doing for me, Wesley? I don't know. I'm 42 years old, and I'm okay. I thought I was turning 41. I was hoping I was turning 41. It got so desperate and weird that I did the age calculator. I did the age calculator, guys. That's how pathetic I'm getting. I did the age calculator. And, excuse me. Yeah, I did the age calculator. I was 41, whatever, in months. All right, cops. And, I'm 42. I'm turning 42. So, God bless me. What am I talking about? But the only issue I have with, because my birthday is on the June 1st, the only main issue I have about this day is that I got to share it with the beginning of Gay Pride Month. Right? Like, why can't I have my own day? Why can't Gay Pride Month start on the 2nd of June? I think I want to share the day with you? I don't! I'm joking. All my gay friends and listeners out there, happy Pride Month. You're on your way. What else is going on in this freaky world? I really don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to talk about on my birthday, right? Excuse me. What should I talk about today? Should I reflect? You guys want to hear some reflection? Let me tell you something. I'm happy right now. I haven't always been happy, right? We're not always happy, but I'm happy. I can say 100% I'm genuinely happy. I mean, we all have our moments. I have my moments of sadness, right? Depression. But I'm happy. I have nothing to complain about, right? Great family, kid, fiance, friends, family. Everybody's been great to me. So I can't complain. I think I'm living my life the right way. Not getting as mad and aggy as I usually do. Though I am. I do get aggy. I'll talk about it later. But I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm just setting my life up the right way. I'm just doing the right things. I'm doing the fucking right things. Right? That's what you can ask for in life, right? It's just to do the right things. I don't know what the fuck that is, but I feel like I'm doing the right things. I'm living accordingly, right? I've adjusted my life, I think, in the right way. Making sure my family's taken care of, making sure I'm taken care of, friends and family taken care of as much as I can. And just holding down what matters most to me, important to me, right? What am I talking about? I'm just ranting and shit. But you guys get what I'm saying, right? Maybe I am growing up, right? I mean, I still do the silly, dumb shit because I'm an idiot. But I think I've grown. I think I've grown a lot, right? I honestly think I've grown a lot. I think one of the things that made me grown is, you know, it's funny. I was listening to the, I wasn't even listening to it. I just yesterday kind of said, if you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Hit me! I don't know, that line just came to my head. Oh yeah, I was looking at some of the clips. Jay-Z's gonna be on LeBron's show. So I was watching some of the clips. Excited to go see that. To see it when, I guess this Friday comes out. And I don't know, I'm in the kitchen and that just came up. And as I said the line, I just paused and had like an epiphany. I was like, that might be the Jay-Z's greatest fucking line ever. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. And when I mean bitch, I mean just in as far as a relationship. It could be just a dude, you know, a girl dealing with a dude and he's the bitch and he ain't one. But the bitch is just metaphorically your significant other, right? Let's say the significant other. She's the bitch. And that shit's real. I was thinking about that, like, yo, I really ain't got no problems with my bitch. Hit me. I'm joking, Leah. She's not a bitch. But yo, that statement is so fucking true. That statement is so true. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Cause I've seen this shit. I see it going on now. Like with me. I know with me, like me, I haven't been the best I can be back in my past. And just dealing with relationships. That shit can stress you relationships can stress you the fuck out, man. You know? Being honest with everybody today, right? You be honest when you listen to this, right? You gotta admit it. If you got someone in your life that's not stressing you out and you're not dealing with all types of other shit, other people, blah, blah, blah. All that shit to be stressful as fuck, right? Like cheating and all that shit and dealing with other people or not being 50 to you, boo, you boo not being 50 to you, or just dealing with the grind of a relationship of, I don't want to be with this person. This person want to be with me. Why don't this person want to be with me? All that stressful. Because people, I've seen what people do out there. Stressful, stressing themselves out. Where she at? Where she at? Where he at? Where he at? Does she love me? What does this mean? It's stressful as fuck. Or trying to deal with a whole bunch of people. Trying to figure out who's going to be the one. All that shit is stressful. It was fun for what it was in the past. But man, I'm over those moments in my life. Jeez. Just to have that significant other, right? Leah, this person in my life being a Leah, right? It calms you down, right? You don't have to worry about shit like that, right? 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Wow. That's got to be the greatest bar, the realest bar. Anything Jay-Z's ever said, that's been the realest shit. Damn, that's fucking. You know these guys? The fucking bikes. Yeah, like I was saying, yeah, that has to be one of the realest bars ever. 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. Hit song. But now as I'm reflecting on it and just thinking about that lyric, I'm just like, wow. It is fucking true. You see what's going on. Right? Like some rapper, Little Loaded, he killed himself allegedly. Young, talented, young, up-and-coming rapper. He was having problems, I guess, with his girl. And he's killed himself, allegedly. I don't know how true it was. Someone, I think his friend posted a comment about that. I don't know. And then you got to think about it. Are we putting too much in relationships sometimes that affects us mentally? Like, if something's affecting you mentally, you just got to get out of it, you know? Feel bad for him, you know, just to take your, life away. And you can't just say over a woman. Because that's a bit of an, relationships are just an emotional thing. It's easy to just be like, oh, you have a woman? There's plenty of fish in the sea. When you become emotionally connected to someone, it can drain you. It could take a lot out of you, right? But we shouldn't be stressing during relationships, right? They're not our property. We're not their property. And I think that's where we fuck up at. Now I'm thinking too of Naomi Osaka. She stepped out of the French Open. She dropped out. She dropped all the posters of her rapper boyfriend, rapper Corday. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's true. I have no fucking idea. I'm just guessing. I'm like, damn, she dropped out of a tournament because she broke up with her boyfriend. But I can see, you can see it in that she's kind of like, not like, can not everybody's, and she's still young. It happens so fast. You know, she's like, what, 22? Hold on, Zalia. All right, I'm back. You know, it's my birthday and I still can't get my day. She has to harass me. What are you doing? She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm doing a call on the show. She's like, on your birthday? Yes, what else am I supposed to do? Get a bottle and turn up? Right? You know, I've been doing the opposite, right? Because I feel like we celebrate so much, right? We celebrate so much. Think about it. We're always going out, eating like kings and queens, just because, right? Ain't even doing shit. Let's go out and get drinks and get drunk and have shots and have lobster. And let's have crawfish and let's have steaks and all that shit. And let's have a cheesecake. You know, let's party it up. Let's get fat, right? Let's get drunk. Let's turn up. On my birthday, I'm just going to just do none of that. I'm just going to just relax, right? I'm turning down on my birthday. I'm 42 years old. I'm too old for this shit. Oh boy, going on a fucking rant. I'm not going to rant. I am going to rant in a little bit. But I want to talk about Naomi Osaka, okay? So she told the French Open, she said, I don't want to do the press. You know, I'm going through some shit. I don't want to go through the press. And she, you know, she would just like respect that, you know. And they said no. And they fined her $15,000. And I believe all the other organizations kind of like in unison, together, arms joined, saying you got to do the press conferences and shit. Or get suspended. They're going to suspend you, kick you out of the tournament. So she said, all right, I'll step away. She's like, you know, you're right. I'll step away. She said, I'll step away from the tournament. They're calling me all day today. It's just a birthday, guys. Stop calling me. She stepped away to take care of her mental health, take care of what she's going through. Because she's a shy person. You can see it on her face. She's a shy girl. You know? And this is a whole, when you, from going from shy, you're basically going from shy to 100. Real quick. From shy to 100. Whatever the fuck that means. You get what I'm saying, right? Because, you know, you're just shy. Yeah. You're a person who's not, doesn't want to deal with that, right? Not everybody can handle this shit. But she didn't even get a chance to really grow into it. She just became a fucking star. A stud. Right? Got all these deals with she made $55 million last year. I think the most a female athlete's made in 1 year ever, some shit. She's making money. She's living good. But there's a lot of stress with that. There's a lot of demand. There's a lot of demand that comes with greatness and the money. We in the public eye, man. The demand to be in the public eye, the demand from the sponsors, the demand from everybody, the media, your fans. It's got to be exhausting, you know. I can't see the word I'm trying to find. It's just exhausting, draining. And you, person who's an introvert, You know what I mean? You need a chance to really grow into your introverted person. You just got to deal with this shit. Then there's a whole level of scrutiny. You know, she's a black girl. So now she, what's that black, right? Haitian, and she's Haitian and Japanese. So now she's got to deal with so much stuff on top of that. Criticism that her white counterparts won't even have to deal with. I want to understand it, right? Start getting questioned and all types of fucking the criticism. It mounts on you. I mean, she's young, so she's still. And they people love just putting that pressure on them. And athletes deal with this pressure all the time. I'm gonna come back to Kwame Brown a little bit because we the way we treat athletes, believe it or not, yo, we treat athletes like shit. We treat athletes like shit. That's why I'm surprised that Kwame Brown's getting so much support. You guys treated Kwame Brown like shit, right? And this is the result, right? Now you got a fucking maniac. Now he's like a maniac on a warpath, right? This is what you create. This is going to be Paul George and Russell Westbrook, guys who was actually fucking great, you know? Not to slander what's her name, but think about it, because we bash at people who are great. Even if you, like LeBron James, the shit he has to go through. Great basketball players getting fucking chastised and destroyed every fucking day. Stuff that people couldn't even handle an ounce of. People can't handle their neighbor talking shit. A friend talking shit. Imagine having strangers and all that shit talking shit about you. You don't even know. You can't even directly hit someone up. Well, Kevin Durant can on Facebook. But just think about it, right? We get mad when he claps back, right? Why you can't take it? You're in the public eye. Like, just because someone is in the public eye, you're supposed to just torture them. I don't know why we love torturing people. Just because they make a lot of money, they're talented. But we just love torturing. So getting back to Naomi Osaka, she just said, I'll step down, right? Because she thought, because the committee over at the French Open thought they could control this black woman. They thought they can just control her. That's what they thought. We'll suspend you if you don't fucking talk to us. And she said, you know, I'll step down. Now you don't have the number two, arguably the number one player in the world in your tournament, right? The most popular woman in your tournament is not playing. Well, next to Serena. A couple other broads. So instead of her just, you just kind of like have, you know, instead of just hitting her, contacting her, but like, hey, you know, what's really going on? And she's like, yeah, I'm dealing with, you know, and that's kind of just, but I'll play in the tournament, you know, I'll give you my all. So they threatened to get rid of her. And she said, you know what, I'll bow down. Not bow down, I'll bow out. I'll bow down, never bow down. But she bowed out because she's not going to bow down to them. That's what they thought they could do. And she you know, she answered them, said, fuck it, I'm out. Right? They're going to try to ban it from future tournaments and shit now, right? That's money that they missed out on. You're missing out on money because you didn't want to help accommodate an athlete who's going through some mental issues. That's fucked up. But that's how we treat athletes. That's how we treat black athletes, mainly. All athletes are treated like shit, believe it or not. But black athletes, they I feel like they got to deal with a whole other mountain of questioning and criticisms from everybody. And it's kind of sad. It's pathetic. We're pathetic the way we treat these people. Right? Think about like celebrities. All the celebrities and like actors and shit. Or singers. They did the Britney Spears. And this is like a white chick. And it's really about just minorities and like white women. The media loves destroying minorities and white women. White men get like a super pass. Like they do something crazily, you know, something insanely upsetting to fuck with the masses. You know, the leaders or whatnot, the gatekeepers. But usually they're good at shielding white men from criticism. But everybody else gets a brunt of this shit, right? I meant Britney Spears going crazy. Fucking hitting a motherfucking a paparazzi's car with a fucking umbrella, shaving her head. Like, come on. This is what we want. We love seeing people break the fuck down. Right? Because now you look at Kwame Brown, right? We just loving the show. Kwame don't understand, man. They kind of loving you just wilding out and just talking shit. You know what I mean? Don't get lost in your purpose, right? Your purpose is shed light on how athletes are treated. That's what you're supposed to shed light on. Not going on this bogus mission of just talking shit and just losing fact of what you're supposed to be talking about. Keep your focus right? Shed light on the mental health of the shit you had to go through. That as a 17-year-old, you had the greatest athlete ever, Michael Jordan, who was just pounding you. Pause. That's what needs to be discussed. Not all this talking shit about women and worrying about Matt Barnes with the good hair and all this other bogus shit that just people just want to see, because people just love seeing people talk shit. That's what people love. Like, they love when they was talking shit about you. Everybody loved this shit. They loved it, right? All these motherfuckers 10 years ago were calling you a bust and a scrub. But we love the clapbacks and everybody's on your side, right? At the same point, everybody's bashing everybody, every other player, right? If he's not as great, or as you know, because it's just sports, right? They're just acting. Just because they're famous and they're rich doesn't mean, because everybody keeps saying, because you're rich. Well, they're rich, they could take it. I'll trade places with you. What's that mean? What the fuck does that mean? You trade places, you know what? Get destroyed mentally, right? Be harassed. Nobody wants to be treated like that, no matter what. Nobody wants to be treated like shit. It's not an open invitation to just treat someone like shit just because. So I salute Naomi Osaka for wanting to take care of her mental health. Whatever she's going through, it's on her, right? But they missed out on letting her play, right? She's a big fucking draw, right? But she'll come back. What's next after this? What the fuck is that? I guess the U.S. Open is next after the French Open?
Maybe some tournaments and some smaller tournaments.
We think the Grand Slam of tennis is like it's a major, major thing. And I would rather have her there than not be there. So, what the fuck you gonna do? But a salute to her. And salute to Kwame Brown, too, right? Dealing with all the shit you gotta deal with. That you dealt with, right? And you're acting out, you know? but people trying to push you to the edge, right? Sometimes people get pushed to the edge. And I think this is what you see with Kwame Brown. Someone who's been pushed to the fucking edge. Right? And now we want to see another part of self-destruction. Like, this is his second phase of just, you know what I mean? Just going off. But he seemed to got his shit in order, I guess. And this is the way he wants to act out, then, you know, more power to him. But it's something to think about, just as an audience, right? Like, people like me. Right, I'm a celebrity, right? I got to deal with all types of shit, you know? It's tough. People walk up on me and shit, call me an idiot. Who the fuck do I think I am? How dare you say that about me? I'm like, who are you? Like, well, you talk about someone and was... like you was talking to me. It's just tough out there, guys. This is a good example of treating each other with respect. Like, mental health is so fucking real. Everybody's stressed out. But we love taking our stress out on other people. Just because they might be richer, more famous, better situations. That's not how mental health is extinguished. You got to deal with what you got to deal with first. Right? That's the main thing. Do what you want to got to deal with. Because to enjoy really bashing celebrities and shit is a weird thing. You got these journalists asking these crazy fucking questions. But I like how athletes are really fighting back, like Kyrie Irving and stuff. He talks about this shit, and then it just happens. It's like, yo, this shit he talks about. Kind of like giving athletes their peace, because it's just a game. Just because they're making millions. Don't think you fucking run them, right? I watch you on TV. I pay your bills. All that silly shit. I'm giving you entertainment, motherfucker. Read a fucking book. I'm gonna complain about the book. We're complaining too fucking much. Shut the fuck up. All right, calm down. Turn down. Turn it up. Went to a birthday party the other day for a friend. Whose birthday was Sunday. I always dread the parties. I hate going late. I was going there late and shit. I really hate going to birthday parties late. I really do. Like, you know what? One thing about parties, I like going there. I like being the first one at a party. Because, you know, you got to greet me. Because I hate when you go into a party and you got to meet everybody, especially if you don't really know anybody. If you know people, that's one thing. But if you don't know a lot of people, even if you know people, if the mixture of know, like you know people, most of the people, you don't know most of the people, or you know some, you don't know some. The thing I hate is just the meeting and the greeting everybody. That's a, you know, you got to give everybody a fucking handshake. How you doing? My name is Wesley. How you doing? My name is Wesley. How you doing? I mean, it's a fucking thing to do. I got there, it was like 25 people there. I'm just like, fuck. And all right, that's all I'm thinking about is how the fuck do I make it? I make an entrance without making an entrance, right? I want to make an entrance without making an entrance. I want to just slide in, right? How do you just slide into a party unannounced and just be amongst everybody, right? You just people like, where the fuck you come from? Oh, hey, yeah. That's the goal, like for me, for parties and shit. That's my anxiety. That's having to deal with that. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. I got there and I was actually pretty good. I struggle with this because sometimes I'm a master at it, and then sometimes I'm just like, I feel like nervous and weird meeting people, right? But this one I was cool. And what was weird is when I went in there, the birthday person wasn't even there. At the time I got there, they were doing some other shit. So I get there, I'm like, hey. I knock on the door, someone opens it up. I'm like, hey, how you doing? I'm Wesley. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And I fucking shook. I met everybody. I walked up to everybody. It felt calm and cool. I was like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? I felt like, was I feeling swagged up? I walked in there like the president. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I'm Wesley. How you doing? What's your name? How you doing? How you doing? What's your name? Is that your kid? How you doing, kid? Kids, they say the damnedest things. But I handle it like a G. I handle it like a G so much that when the birthday person got in there, they say, oh, hey. Then like, you know, 30 minutes just chilling with the birthday person was like, oh, let me introduce you to everybody. I'm like, I met everybody. I walked, I said, what's up to everybody? But this was, you know why I felt the vibe? Sometimes it's a vibe. Like I felt the vibes of the crowd, of the people in attendance. And when everybody was there, it was just vibing. I had a real good time. At first it was a little, but I had a good fucking time, right? Everybody was just chilling, talking, having a good time, joking. It was actually a good fucking time. And sometimes you can see the crowd, you know, because sometimes people just looking stank. I'm like, oh, I got to meet these motherfuckers. You just sit in the corner, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you get to a party, you just do the one wave, like, hey, everybody. And that's it, right? Sometimes it seems forced and shit. What's forced is when it's like for you. Like I remember like Callie's baby shower. I'm like, damn, so many fucking people there. Or birthday party or some shit. Like we had a birthday party for me. You feel like you gotta, you know, like if someone comes out for your shit, you feel like you have to like greet everybody, right? I remember I had a birthday party. Leo had me like a surprise birthday party at the crib last year. I gotta greet everybody. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, you know what I mean? Hey, thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for coming out. You know, you got to do that at the beginning for some reason. or, you know, baby shower, I got to come. You know, be walking all late for the baby shower. We got to make the entrance. Or, the baby shower or the parties Callie had. So it's like a big thing, you know. Hey, I got to shake everybody's fucking hand, you know. Hey, how you doing? Hey, mom. Hey, you know. So, I don't know. It's always weird for me. But I handle it in stride, you know. I'm becoming a pro at greeting people. All right, I'll move on. Thinking about goals, old hoes. I saw a picture of Ron Isley. He was with his young bride. He had, like, on a velour sweatsuit that was fire. His boo had like on a Fendi outfit, but he had on a Givenchy hat. I'm like, why this old nigga wearing a Givenchy hat? But I didn't say that. You know, you would think I would say that, but no, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. He was looking swagged up, right? That's one swaggy motherfucker, B. Ronald Isley. Just looking good. That's goals right there, B. I want to be a old pimp. With the velour suit and the Givenchy hat. Had a Givenchy ball cap. Stunting. And I was just like, My nigga. That is my nigga right there. He's always been a cool motherfucker, though. Ron Isley has just been a cool motherfucker. Look at this other picture of him. He just chill amongst all these young cats. Got the Yankee hat on. He got a chain on. Got the sneakers on and shit. He's... It's that fucking guy, yo. I fucks with him. I'm gonna be an old, cool, smooth motherfucker. How old is Ron Isley? Is he 80? Hello. He is 80. He's actually 80. He just had a birthday. Happy birthday. May 21st is his birthday. He's 81. How about that? His wife's name is Candy. Nice. Candy. He's a beautiful bride. The fuck else is going on? Also, as I'm getting older, because I saw something. Who the fuck was I watching? They were talking. I was watching Conan and the Conan show. Caught a clip and he had Bill Burr on, and they were just talking about getting older. And he Conan mentioned something about, you know, think he going see now. He's like he was just forgetting shit. And he's like, oh my god, it's starting to happen. Yeah, I have those moments now, and I think it's just regular moments that everybody have. But as you get older, you think everything is like has to do with you getting older and shit. Like, I really think I'm going, like, see now on, like, stage or in the beginning pre-stages of dementia. Like, in the early stages of dementia. Nothing to joke about. But that's what I be feeling. As you get older, you start thinking all types of shit. You really do. So, you know, guys know me personally. You know, my mind goes 100 miles a minute. I can't stay focused. So sometimes now when it happens and I'm looking up shit or thinking of something, then I have something I really want to focus on. And then, you know, my mind gets sidetracked with other thoughts and ideas or shit I'm doing. And then my original thought is totally lost, right? That's like happens all. That's regular shit, though. But now as I'm getting older, I'm like, oh, shit. Am I going fucking crazy? Am I going see now? So now I think now everything is attributed to me just being old and shit. So I feel on point and everything. I feel good. I feel young. I just think I'm fucking losing my marbles sometimes. I really do. I fucking really do. And I know I said something about me handling anger and shit. And yeah, I can get handle my anger. Like, I'm not an angry person, but I get annoyed quick. Do I? I don't know. I just shit complain. You know, shit annoys me. Like, I was in fucking Walmart, and I would just irk. Because these Walmarts don't know what they want to do. Like, pack. Do I have to pack my shit? Are you packing my shit? So now this Walmart is back to, you got to pack your shit. So I see her just plopping shit on. I'm like, I got to pack it? She's like, yeah. And then she irked me again. She was like, oh, the bags are 5 cents a piece. But, they're free if you got food stamps. I was like, should I feel some type of way her mentioning food stamps? Like, you even have to mention it. If the bags are free, they'll just come out on the food stamps, right? You just ring it up. So I was just like, all right. So I'm just, you know, I kind of was a little irked about it. I'm like, all right, let's press on. No big deal. A little white cashier. On phone, white cashier saying, oh, you need food stamps, you do bag the 5 cents, you don't have to pay 5 cents for the bags. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So she's giving me bags, so I'm grabbing bags and she's putting shit on top of this little fucking thing. I don't know what the fuck it is. You know, it's a little triangle, whatever the fuck it is, a little square or octagon where you fucking, it's like an octagon spindle. You know, putting food on top of that shit. Putting it by with the bags, or, you know, supposed to be bags. It's a fucking mess. The whole bag thing is a fucking mess. Like, I don't know why they stopped the bag packing. I know they're saying because of COVID, it was like, they don't pack, like, they don't want to touch your fucking, your reusable bag, your recyclable bag. If you got that, I mean, all right, I get that. All right, they don't want to touch your shit. All right. But I don't have bags, all right? So you pack, why can't you pack my shit? They really don't, like, it's a mess. And then I look around, because, you know, I'm black and shit. I'm thinking everything is attributed to being black. I'm like, why the fuck is she making me pack it? So I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, everybody else is packing. Packing their own shit. It just fucking... I'm, and then I'm just... And then I mentioned, I'm like, why you don't bring back packers? Why ain't people here packing these fucking bags? They can have a little job. That'd be a great job for a kid. Walmart and shit flooded. Excuse me. Like, I don't understand it. Why you can't pack your shit? Why can't they pack it? Why do we have to pack it? At least give it like on a conveyor belt. They don't even have like a conveyor belt. Well, you can pack your shit. This little fucking octagon fucking tray. Like, yeah, they got the original conveyor belt where you fucking put your shit on. But then you use your other conveyor belt where you slide your food down. They don't have that shit. So that was just a mess. And now you need two shopping carts now. Because you're trying to unpack. I'm basically bagging. It's fucking a mess. But it was me, Leah, and Callie. We were all there. But then when you're dolo, you got to take the shit off the conveyor belt. You got to pack it. So you're basically going around in fucking circles and shit. I got to unpack this shit. You know, put the shit on the conveyor belt so she could scan it. And then I got to pack this shit. But we went with two shopping carts because we didn't go shopping in a minute. Actually, we just did. We just got a bunch of silly shit that, you know, we had to get like soaps and all the other shit that just adds up. You know, just grab two carts. You can move around over there and I can move around on the hill. We'll meet at the fucking middle. And I hate when we do that. Every time Leah's like, oh, you, I'm going to go, you know, I'll be over here. You go over there. You know, we just grab shit and meet up. Excuse me. And then when we do meet up, we all got the same shit. Not everything, but it'd be like fucking plates and all that shit. And like butter, milk, just a bunch of shit. Paper towel, detergent. Like the other day, she had detergent. I had detergent. I'm like, I was ahead of you. How do you get in front of me? I'm just dumping that shit, whatever. Why we do that in the supermarket? We just dump shit wherever. Like, I got to go back and put it over there. They got people who work there to do that. You ain't got packets, but you got that. What the fuck am I talking about? All right, so now she's packing the fucking bags. Let's get back to that. I'm packing my own shit. And then she asks me a question. She goes, how many bags you got so far? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, are you not counting this shit? What the fuck are you doing? Pay attention how many bags I've got. Brown paper bags. Now I got to count these shits. I'm irked. But I don't know, she's young. So I'm like, I ain't going to be a fucking dick. Because I'm just like 7. And she's like, you're using food stamps or no? I'm like, I was just like, no. I didn't even say no. I was so calm. I was like, no. You know, she asked me how many fucking bags I got so far. I'm like 7. Then she had the question again. She's like, you paying with food stamps? Like, are you paying with food stamps? I'm like, no. But I wasn't even that. I was just like, no. You know. Fuck is you obsessed with me using food stamps? You think these black people use food stamps? Because we got two fucking carts. Rocking up. It wasn't even the first of the month. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. So I was a little irked. A little bit. But you know, it is what it is. You can't let people's shitbergness get to you. And I'm learning that. I'm learning how to let... even though I get aggy, but I could try... I knock down my agginess so fast, right? I'll get a little aggy, then I'm just like... Then I'll just calm myself down, you know, like, what the fuck? Well, you know, I'm not going to let, why am I pissed? I'm not going to let this get me mad, you know? I'm not going to let this get to me. I'm going to calm the fuck down. I'll calm the fuck down, right? Because you can't let someone's bullshit get to you. And maybe she's being nice and just, you know, just asking just to be like, hey, you know, you get these for free if you got food stamps. Do you have food stamps? Are you sure you don't have food stamps? You know? You can't let shit get to you. You can't let shit get to you, dog. Just like this restaurant here. some restaurant. Where the fuck is this restaurant? Let me just find out. But yeah, this restaurant, let me talk about it a little bit while I'm looking it up. It's called Steak 48, and they're requiring, all guests are required to spend at least $100 per person. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm surprised Charlotte. That's a booming area, urban area. I got a Philadelphia location and Chicago location. But yeah, so the minimum, they got a minimum saying you got to spend at least $100 on food and beverage, which is a weird thing. That's a weird request. That's for any restaurant. Any restaurant, just to say you got to spend that's so fucking weird though, right? But I don't really give a fuck. I'm not letting that get to me, right? I'm going to go or I'm not going to go. That's it. I'm going to go or not go. We keep complaining about certain things. We're just like, just don't go. If you got an issue with that, don't go. Because a lot of little condescending racist shit that's in there. Really blatant racism, right? It's not even condescending or mass. It's just... And that, I'm not saying that part is... Chicago location. Or say it was at the Chicago location. They got a Chicago location. They got a Chicago location, Charlotte, North Carolina location, and a location in Philly. But I think this is brought up because it was in Philly, where they be wilding. They got, like, the whole dress code. The one that I hate is about a strict dress code. I hate a dress code for food. It's just food, right? Like, we keep trying to upscale restaurants, but who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck, right? It's just food. I want everybody to wear a shirt and tie. Like, people don't wear a shirt and tie to work anymore. You got, like, businessmen don't wear shirts and... They just wear, like, fucking... They're wearing, like, sneakers and jeans and sweaters and shit. Times have changed. In these restaurants, they're really trying to focus on black people. All this shit about exposed tats and breasts showing and shit. Trying to make everything just like a black thing. Because now when they get a white people coming in, they're going to be like, oh, fuck. You can come in. Because they said they could change it. Because there was like you might go in there in a certain way. And they might change the rules a little bit. Because you might be dressed accordingly. And they might still not want to let you in. I remember that with me and Scotty Boom. They didn't want to let us in. You know, they had an issue with what Scotty was wearing. He just had a regular outfit on, like jeans, sneakers, and like a polo shirt. And they say he can't go in because he had a polo shirt. But then I'm like, yo, you just let this white guy go in with a polo shirt. I'll question it, you know. You just let a white kid go in with a polo shirt. And they just, you know, everybody always plays stupid. Like, oh, no, that's a different type of shirt. That wasn't it. I mean, you just let a white guy in with a polo shirt, but my friend can't go in with a polo shirt. Just say you don't want us in there. I'll take that. Just be honest with me. Right? Oh, you in a shoe. Yeah, maybe I will. But just be honest. Stop masking your bullshit bigotry. Right? They keep masking bigotry with bullshit. $100 minimum. Right? And that's a reach, right? $100 minimum? That's a reach for food. That's a huge reach, right? Because you have like a, you know, you have a plate of food. You know, appetizers, entrees. That might come up to about $35. A couple of drinks. You know. Dessert. Appetizers, that might be like $80, maybe, right? Maybe. But they want $100 minimum, right? They want you to get some extra fucking shrimp, right? Why is shrimp so expensive, right? You get shrimp, how much for 3 extra shrimp? How much for an extra shrimp? $5? I'm like, damn, babe, let me get 6 extra shrimp. Whole extra, you get 6 extra shrimp is a fucking entree. Can I come with fries, those side shrimps? No. So they got, let me see if I can find the dress code. Fuck, I think I snapshotted that shit. Got to spend $100 and they got a strict, I'm like, how you gonna have a strict dress code also? Fuck, where is it? I thought I screenshotted that shit. Let me see what I, just want to read off what they had. The shit that you can't do. Steak 48. Because they basically just want white people in there. But they can't just say it, right? Once you start having these weird dress codes and shit, it becomes some bullshit. So this is the dress code. Clothing emitting offensive odors such as excessive perfume, cologne, tobacco, and or marijuana odors. All hats for gentlemen guests. Ball cap style hats for women. Footwear is required, but there are no restrictions on the type of footwear worn. But also, please note, the management reserves the right to change and update the dress code at any time. So they can change it at any time on you, right? It could be like, it's fucking cops. It could be like, hey, you gotta wear a tie, but then you see a black guy wearing a tie, and they'd be like, oh, actually, no, you can't wear a tie, right? They want you to wear a tie, like, wearing a tie is okay, but then the black person will walk in there. Fucking cops. But a black person will walk in there with a tie And they'll be like, you can't wear a tie in this restaurant. They'll just change the shit. Like, you can't, sweatsuits you can't wear, workout attire, which includes running, gym shorts, sports bras, heavy-weighted hooded sweatshirts or yoga, workout pants. Exception is dry-fit polo-style shirts with a collar are allowed. Exception, non-athletic material shorts are allowed for men and women. It must come mid-thigh and all that shit, 5 inches from the leg. No sweatshirts or t-shirt with large images, screen printing or logos, large writings or characters. They don't want any rappers. No. Any clothing that's excessively revealing and shows a rib, overly bare midriff or excessive cleavage. They don't want any boobs in there. But that's when they're going to be able to change the rules. Like a white woman walking in there, be like, with showing like cleavage. They'll be like, all right. But then a black woman will walk in there, Spanish or whatnot, they'll be like, oh, that's not allowed, right? Because they really just saying, like they said right here, they're saying, please note, management reserves the right to change or update the dress code at any time. So even when you dress appropriately, they might still be like, I'd be like five black dudes. I'm like, nah, there's too many niggas. This guy right here can't get in. Right? Then they just point out one. I remember when we was in Baltimore, me and some friends and shit. We took a road trip. Our friend Kerry, Pop's cousin, lives out there. So we used to always go out. I remember this taking forever to let us in. It was like six black dudes, six of us. And it was forever to let us in. And me away chilling, having a good time laughing. Yeah, like overalls. And then they just came out of nowhere, but came in was like, oh, white guy just popped out. Was like, oh, y'all can't get in because he's drunk. Said he's drunk and he can't go in overalls. Closed door and went back in. That was it. I was just like, what? Just came out of nowhere. He's drunk. They're going to say he's drunk. He can't come in. He's drunk. They just made up some whole shit. We just laughing, having a good time. Oh, he's drunk. Overalls, can't come in. Can't wear overalls and fucking hick ass looking area and in Maryland. What the fuck? Just in there thinking of any reason and just say he's drunk and just say he's drunk and just come back. Like his face just, he had a shit face. Like, yeah, you can't come in because he's drunk. Point out one person and says he's drunk. So this is shit you got to deal with as a black person. But at the same time, you know, we just said fuck it, right? At that moment, we was probably like upset and I don't really think it's how we acted, but we just probably upset. Like, how the fuck we can't go in? Let us in. But then it's like, you know, why fuck that restaurant. For sake 48, fuck them. They don't want black people in there. Just say it. And then they don't say it. You know what I mean? We can go other places. It's all right. There's other places that'll take our money. That's what we got to realize. Like, we can't be pressing to go to these restaurants, these establishments that don't want us there. Right? These fucking clothing stores that don't want us in there. Just walk the fuck out. I'll walk right the fuck out. You obviously don't want money. You don't want my money. You want black money. Or if you do, you want to fucking control it in a certain type. That's what they want to do, control black people, right? You can come, but you got to do all, you got to go through all these fucking rules and stipulations to go in. And certain people are like, oh, it's just a shirt and tie and a collar, blah, blah, blah. But no, you want to control black people, right? And they're just like, you know what? Fuck you. Fuck off. I don't need your restaurant, right? I don't need it. Your clothing store, I don't fucking need it. As soon as I feel some type of way, I'm out. Right? Because they still kind of want your services, but they want to fucking be close. You know what they want to watch? Like in the rest of these designer stores or whatnot, or in any type of store. They want to watch you. Right? They want to make you feel uncomfortable. But they still want your money, though. They still want your money. But I'm like, why are we giving them money? Why are we obsessed with giving people money? And like I hate when these rappers or anybody in general, like, they get shitted on at that one Gucci location. They go to another Gucci location. And shit, yeah, I still got it. I ain't go to this location. But it's still all Gucci, right? And yeah, that's true. It's different locations. But it's up to the people who run this shit to get all their stores in order. That's for me. That's personally for me. Like, if it's one store going to treat me like shit and others don't do it, you know, like, others doesn't, fuck it. The whole store is getting wrapped because that's how they treat black people. When they come with these dress codes and every person that walks in, you want to monitor them. They're just throwing a whole blanket on us and saying we're all pieces of shit, right? They're going to all treat us like shit. So that's how I treat the whole establishment. All your stores. Fuck it. I don't want to go in any of your restaurants. I don't want to go in any of your fucking clothing stores. I don't need to go, right? I don't need it. Because there's a lot out there for me to go that will treat me with respect. That will value my dollar. So yeah, guys. Show respect yourselves. Like, fuck these motherfuckers. What the fuck is this? Oh, okay, that's Shalanda saying happy birthday. And that's all I got to say about that. What else is going on? I actually got to get out of here. I got to meet a friend. I just got in the mail. I got an air fryer. Just came in the mail. I'll have a new the UPS guy knocks on the door, let you know it's here. Like, does he run away? Like, he runs off. I see him in the street and be like, yo, it's Bobby. Like, what's good? The air fryer, nickel. How you know? I gotta stop saying the N-word. Bringing it back, Jerry. Yeah, I got an air fryer. You know, Tally likes the French fries. I'm like, over there's all this grease and shit. I'm like, let me just get an air fryer. I've been wanting meaning to get one. I got one. I got the Emeril Lagasse joint. They said that joint's pretty good. So I went for, I got the Emeril Lagasse air fryer. Is that funny? I don't know. Why not, right? Fuck it. Was that the Emeril Lagasse one? I'm not even sure what the fuck one I got. Woo! Almost there, guys. So yeah, I'm gonna start air frying shit up like a motherfucker. Now time out. So I'm gonna talk about Apple products. Cause I feel like Apple hasn't really been innovative in what they're doing. Cause I think the time has passed, right? They had their moment of innovation. Now it's just keeping it going. How do you keep it going? How do you keep your stuff fresh? Now it's just colorways. I feel like most electronics, they've become like Apple. I mean, let's focus on Apple. Apple was, I feel like, has become like Nike with the colorways. Everything now with Apple is a colorway. Like the new phones and shit, colorways. They got the new iMac. They're just showing mad colors. Yeah, it's a little faster, right? The chips are a little better. But how much better are they, right? They're all massively fast. You know, over time, they can gradually slow down. Like, oh, a cell phone, an iPad. What's really the difference between the years? Like the video games, it's the same. We kind of become accustomed to buying the same shit over and over again, right? Like the Maddens and shit, Call of Duties. We're buying the same shit over and over. That's how they've gotten us. We just keeping them rich as fuck by buying the same shit over and over again. And I'm not saying like I'm talking like I'm shaming you guys. I am a part of the problem. Like I got a new iPhone. I didn't need it. I didn't have to upgrade. Spend $170 to upgrade. Don't think I paid upgrade fee this time. But I have. And, you know, every time I get a new iPhone, I say I'm not gonna. This is my last iPhone for a while. I want to be like Aaliyah. Aaliyah can get 100 iPhones, but she just like ah. She doesn't. She got the old ass whatever the fuck. She got an X or some shit. She got some old shit. 2015 phone. Still kicking. Her shit was fucking up. I was like, oh, she finally get a new one. And she was able to fucking fix it. And still, I'm like, yo, get a new phone. She said, nah, fix this one. I'm like, all right. I admire that in her. I love her about that. She doesn't give a fuck. The other things she can fuck about, hey, everybody's a work in progress. We got the clothes and all that shit. But that's another thing. But yeah, I feel like everything with Apple now is just colorway. They got the new iMac colorway. It all looks cool as fuck, right? But they're just selling, I feel like they're just, Apple's just selling colorways. All these colors of these phones, like an eggplant purple color. They got like lime green, red, blues, and all that shit. And then they got the iMacs the same way. All these colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, white. The iPad is the same way. They've really gone way of the colorway, like the Jordan 1s and shit, and the Yeezys. I feel like that's with life now. Like everything with life is just a colorway. Has life just become one big new colorway? We in a crib with just different colors or the same shit. Because everything is kind of plateau, I feel like. Creativity has plateaued. Right? That's kind of happened like with movies when you get like a black version. They'd be like, why are you going to do the black version? Because everything is plateaued. Or has it, right? I don't know. I feel like a lot of stuff has plateaued. And now we just... finding different races to throw into different shit, throwing different mediums, ideas into shit, and definitely with electronics now. Everybody has gone wee-wee, because everybody make fun like, oh, it's just, you know, with the Jordans, it kind of, you know, the Jordans, a new colorway of the Jordan. I mean, I'm using the Jordan 1s and the Yeezys. Those are like the most popular sneakers out now, the Jordan 1s and the Yeezys, and they always come out with just colorways, right? and other Jordans too, but not as much as the Jordan ones are really popping right now. But and everything is just a new colorway every month, every 2 weeks, a new colorway. That's like all sneakers now. It's just, let's get a new colorway. Let's get a new colorway. Are we tired of the colorways? I don't know. And now I feel like it's bleeding into electronics. Electronics is like learning that now. Like, hey, we don't have to keep being too innovative. Like, we kind of reach our plateau of innovation. And we kill want to suck out this kind of innovation that we have, really, you know, before we come to the next phase. I don't know what the next phase would be, like phones with a hologram and all that shit popping out or some shit. But now everything is kind of just a new color, you know? Everybody's getting excited. I got friends like, yo, you seen the new color, the iMac? I want that shit. I'm not shit stupid. Then I look, I'm like, yeah, I kind of want that too, right? And that's why everything is expensive as fuck, though, because you got to think about electronics. Like, electronics, you don't want to get, like, it's not about colors with electronics. It's about the devices and what they can bring to the table. But I don't think they're bringing a lot to the table now. It's just, they're just phones now. It's something just to get us through the day, through the moment, really. All right, let me move on from this. This is sad, too. This guy, there's been some mass shootings in Florida, Miami. And I saw it. Like, these guys, three black guys hopped out of a van and shot into a crowd. Like, 100 rounds. Two people got killed. And then he showed his father. He wanted to see his kid's body. They wouldn't let him see it. He was enraged. Like, why can't... Like, the way they control black bodies irks me, man. The way they just fuck over black people. Like, let them see the body. I don't understand it. They just want to control everything. I mean, yeah, I guess it's a crime scene. It's a large crime scene, right? But I don't know. I think once you start, you know, a crime scene is once you get there, I don't know. Because I think his body was out there for like 18 hours or something crazy in that Miami heat. Really fucked up, man. And they wouldn't let this father see his kid. It was just sad. Sad as fuck. His kid's murdered. And these guys, they shot like 20. How could they just hop up? Like, it's some really fucking sickos. It's not really black or white thing, man, with these guns. It's just sickos with fucking guns. These guys just hop out. They look like pussies, though. The way they hop out, they run off like pussies, man. They just run to the car and speed off. The most pussiest shit you can see. These guys just shooting into a crowd. Hopping into the car, and the way they ran back to the car, like, they were just so scared and just fucking, it's just some real immature, childish-looking shit, the way they did it, and it's not, I mean, it's not like a professional way to do it, mass murdering and shooting people. They just look like punks, fucking pussies, as most of these mass shooters are, punks, pussies. Like, what would make them do that? And I seen some comments, you know, you see people, black people, you know, white people say, oh, all black people. You know, of course, it was all, you know, it was a black event. And all black people, show shooting. And they had to make it a race. I hate we keep making certain things a race issue when it's... We try to make things a race issue when it's not really even a race issue. This is like some fucked up shit here. You know, it's not about black or white, really. And black people, we try to make it like a black or white issue too, when like there's a mass shooting, you know? Like I talk about in the past of us just praying, like, you know, white people just hoping it's a black person and black people hoping it's a white person. No, black people hoping it's a white person, white people hoping it's a black person. Just so they can fucking argue and say, you guys are ghetto. And us, and white black people, like, oh, you white motherfuckers are crazy. But we all fucking got crazy people in our culture of our race, you know? This stupid thing we call race in this country. Which is fucking idiotic to me, but it is what it is because of the history of this country. And you get people who are just fucking psycho. Are they psycho or psychotic? I don't know. What makes people do this crazy fucking shit? What place are they at in life, right? And there's been some other mass shootings. This guy shot up a plant, killed like 8 people, I think. His coworkers. Right? We gotta stop looking at these things as far as race. I don't know. I really don't know about the gun vibe. This shit is fucking random as fuck. Not random, it's just weird. Like, you don't even know how to process this shit. And it's scary. You know, you have kids and shit now. I have a kid and nieces and nephews. And and extended nieces and nephews, you know what I mean? Right? Because your kids become, your friends' kids become your kids. So, you know what I mean? And not even just the kids, it's just the adults, right? My friends, my family, right? Extended friends and family. Scary. It's a scary time. Like, you don't want to go anywhere. I just want to stay the fuck home. I like staying home. Maybe because I'm an old head, but, you know, that family like to go out, so you want to, you got to go out. Got to go out. Head on a fucking swivel. Sad to say, you got to keep your head on a swivel. Who that? Who's this? You know? Crazy times, man. A lot going on. It's violence with the guns. I don't know. We're still fighting for this Second Amendment. People, you know, I put the Second Amendment. Like, just, I saw someone put a comment, a white person, they put the Second Amendment over everything. I'm like, you really putting the own a gun over everything? It's fucking weird. Owning a gun over everything. And then they looking to loosen the concealed carry and laws in New York City. So make it so you can carry a gun. You know, you can carry a gun as long as it's concealed in New York City because of all the attacks and the rise, the uptick in gun violence in this city. But I think that's a bad idea because people just in general can't really handle a gun. People are showing you can't handle a gun because they have all the mass shootings and just all the shooting over dumb shit. you know, a little argument leads to someone having to die. Like, people can't just have an argument, right? And then people with guns start trouble all the time, right? You see the shit, like, right with that kid where this guy just thought he could just fucking just... Like, first it was this guy shot a guy because he thought he could just fucking just attack someone. I'm telling you, the gun is fucking... It adds power to people. People don't like to believe it. Yeah, it does. People have a gun. They really think they can roll any type of way and just do dumb shit. That's why you got to be careful who you interact with. Because sometimes, you know what I mean? Like, you feel like some person might be a little extra. I'm like, stay away from that person. He might have a gun. Then he could just, because now when you try to defend yourself or argue with someone, now they want to pull it out. And as you see a lot of that. People like the guy ran up on this guy's his girlfriend. So the guy shoved him to the ground. Like, hey, you don't talk to her like that. And he just shot him. Instead of him minding his business, shot him. Or when the other, with the kid got shot. Because this white guy walks up to these black kids. And he tells them to turn on the music. And they're like, who the fuck are you? And now he's scared. He's fake scared. So he shoots into the car and kills his kid. Like, he had the power, the strength. The gun gave him the power to just walk over there and say, hey, turn the shit down. They told him to fuck off. So he's feeling some type of way. So he kills one of the, kills an innocent black kid over nothing. But it's not like a black on white thing, a white on black thing. Because you see black on black crime, white on white crime. Right? Like the white guy who killed his neighbors and they was arguing over like shoveling snow and shit. And you see like black people shooting each other. Or like a simple argument. Nothing. We just dying over nothing. You have a gun, you think you just talk to someone any way they want. Right? That's why you got to be careful with people out here, man. Because people out there looking to start trouble. People really looking out there to start fucking trouble. And put a bullet in your fucking head. That's how I roll different. I'm not entertaining the bullshit anymore. I know what time you're on, right? And you're not going to bait me into some bullshit. Because people are always trying to bait people into bullshit. No. It's my birthday talking about this sad shit, right? People dying. But yeah, that concealed... Like, I don't want to see people having, you know, the concealed... Yeah, people should have a right to have a gun, I guess. But people just can't... We just can't handle it. We can't... Just a gun for your crib, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's not for your fucking neighbor, right? Not because your son is being bullied. It's not for that. Protect your family from intruders and shit. But we keep using the guns for stupid shit, right? Because we can't handle one-on-one contact. As far as it, not even a fight, just talking with someone. Or someone just telling them to fuck off. People can't handle that. People can't handle someone telling them to fuck off. Yeah, someone might tell you to fuck off. Grow the fuck up. Right? Alright, I don't know. What the fuck are we gonna do? Alright, guys, let me get out of here. It's my birthday. Happy, but I'm off down now and shit. I'm talking about this gun violence and motherfuckers dying senselessly. But I'm okay. I'm gonna have a good day today. I'm gonna have a good fucking day on my birthday. I just wanna tell you guys that I love you. Thanks for all the birthday wishes, everybody. And the continued birthday wishes. Thanks for supporting the show. I love you guys. I'm going to talk to you soon. Bye.
The music is by Joy Productions and ZK Productions. I know we're fine.